Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Dalet. And we're right up to the top of the daf Omer Abiba. And you will remember that yesterday, basically the way that we understood the Gemara was that the question had been raised as to how it is that we can distinguish between the Laila and the Yom, such that the night is considered to be Zbein HaShmashot until one sees the Shlosha Kochavim. And this is despite the fact that we have light in the sky. Whereas in the morning, we consider the first light in the sky, which is Amud HaShachar, to continue to is already considered to be Boker. So yesterday, Rabbi Abba said, well, there's a difference between, at least, again, there's a machlokas in how to understand Rabbi Abba, that's another question, or whether it's the teretz. We chose the approach of it being a teretz, according to which Rabbi Abba was saying that the Lashon of HaShemesh Yatsa, and the Lashon of Ubar HaShemesh, implies that it's dependent not on an astronomical reality, but on the appearance to people. And since in the nighttime the first glimmerings of light are immediately evident, and there's no similar phenomena in terms of a person's perception where he sees the light dimming, but you can't say that the first glimmers of darkness, so because of that, there is yitvadat lebriot. The point is the way in which it is perceived by those living on the earth. Today, Rabbi Ba, which by the way is a little strange because Rabbi Ba is Rabbi Abba, usually. It's just that they often drop, as we mentioned yesterday, the Aleph in Yerushalmi, such that Rabbi Bavli's Rabbi Abba is Rabbi Ba in Yerushalmi. So some learn that in this case, we're being mechalik between Rabbi Abba's teretz before and Rabbi Ba, because there were two such Amorayim. And others learned that Rabbi Ba gave another teretz at a different time, and the Gemara's putting them together. And one place calls him Rabbi Abba, another place calls him Rabbi Ba, but in any event, he offers another solution. And that is, it says, HaBoker Or. And it means that the Torah is calling Or Boker, which teaches us the moment that you begin to see the Or is considered to be the Boker. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, yet a third approach in a Braita. It says, Baboker, Baboker. Baboker, Baboker seems to say that there's an earlier Boker than the obvious Boker. We would have considered the obvious Boker to be the equivalent of the obvious night. You know, it's a Baboker. Baboker should mean that there's a Baboker itself would have meant what you would have normally called the Shas HaNetzachama. Comes along a Boker, the Tein Tchum LeBoker Shal Boker, that there's yet an earlier Boker, which is before the Zricha. And that earlier Boker is what we call Alot HaShachar, which teaches us that Alot HaShachar is already considered to be Day Gomor, as opposed to the equivalent time at night, which is still considered to be perhaps Bein HaShmashot, which we're about to discuss, that there's no equivalent in the morning, which is very strange. This is the way that many learn. Actually, there is a Shita, and here the Charedim is the one who brings that Pirish, and he tines that the day, according to Rabbi Chanina, begins not at Alois HaShachar, it begins from Netzachama. That we're trying to bring riot, that it's a riot to Netzachama and not. So Rabbah's answer yesterday is understood as Achu mitvadel briot, means until it's absolutely clear. And that means I can actually see the sun. And then it's actually clear. And Rabbi Ba is coming to say HaBoker Or, that it has to be total Or. And the Baboker, Baboker means that since Davka, Lagabi, the Haktoris, which he understood this to be, that Pasik is Davka, by Kochim, as Exeris HaKosuv, that Alois HaShachar is Yom, which means Davka here. But normal Boker is not this way. So that by Kochim, Baboker, Baboker is Alois HaShachar, which implies that a normal Boker is not Alois HaShachar. Fine, but this is, again, a completely different approach. Now we want to understand why it is that we have a difference in the nature of Yom V'Laila in terms of what we consider to be Bein HaShmashot. We call that the period between the Etzem Shkia, and which we say the sun is Nichvas L'Ovi HaRakia, Ki'ilu, In other words, it's beneath the horizon, and therefore in terms of the way we perceive things, it's disappeared into the thickness of the heavens. And as we've spoken before, this is the way that Chazal clued us into how we could view the stationary earth. So that Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Bon asks now, oh, Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Bon, there's something totally inconsistent about the way you're viewing the Boker and the Erev, because, and there's all kinds of different gersos over here, perhaps the simplest gersa is simply to say, im einat omer, if you refuse to accept that the Ovia Shalrakia is the same, lolayel, bein barvit, bein b'shachar, it was during that time, that the sun is not visible on the surface of the earth, and it's still within, so to speak, the thickness of the sky. So then you which is what you're saying. You're not saying it's similar. You're saying there's no ben hashmashot in the morning. But if that's the case, you are giving, even at the equinox, you're giving a different measurement for the time of the day and the time of the night, so that the 12 hours that we split the day into is going to be longer than the 12 hours that we split the night into. And yet Vitani, actually, in the Bright, that says that on the first day of Tkufat Nisan and on the first day of Tkufat Tishrei, which is the two equinoxes, the din is that Ayom V'Layla Shavim. Day and night are exactly the same length, which would mean that there needs to be the equivalent of some type of Bein Hashmashot in the morning as well. So that means that the night should be from Shkia to the sunrise, in the same way that the day is from Alot HaShachar to sunset. So Rav Huna attempts to answer this particular problem by saying, Amar Rav Huna, Nelfina Miderech Eretz. Look, Amar Rav Huna, Nelfina Miderech Eretz. Look, we know that there are two different ways of looking at the situation. One is from a technical point of view, in which case, from the technical point of view, it may well be that Yom V'Layla is precisely the same. The other is in terms of how it's viewed, Miderech Eretz. Let's take a look at the way in which the world would view the coming out of a king. We're going to view the Shemesh as a king. So, Shari Malkun Nofak, when the king begins to come out, which means the secret service is out, the vehicles are starting to come out of the palace and so on, anybody who's been in one of those cavalcades, you know, knows that at that point you say, the president is coming, or the queen is coming. And I can tell you personally, I've been in a situation like this, trying to get a glimpse of Queen Elizabeth, and everybody is saying, everybody's standing on the street, and she's still in the castle. And then, Yafa Gavdalon Nafak, Amrina Nafak. Even though she herself isn't out yet, but I'm able to see the impact of the coming out, and so I say, okay, the queen is on her way. Shori Alil, on the other hand, when the cars start pulling in, the cavalcade starts pulling in, you don't say that the queen is back home until all the cars are parked and everything's in and the Secret Service checked everything over, closed the gates itself. At that point you say, that the king is back indoors. So over there it's the entire thing, in which case there's a tremendous difference between the Guf HaShemesh being exposed or not exposed, and that is true, that in that sense, the distance would be the same, so to speak, in terms of Ovi HaRakia. We would call night and day, we would call it the same thing. So therefore, we can explain the difference of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon, we would agree. We would say that indeed the meaning of daytime is from the Nates until Shkia. And in that sense, we would say that Nisan and Tishrei are exactly the same. Now, the question of whether we're willing to view the Ovi HaRakia period as simply a suffix or as clearly Yom or Laila, over there, we have a different sense of what Yom and Laila are. Just like when the Melech comes out, we say that the times, that there's only the beginning of coming out, and that's the light, so to speak, before Zricha, the light are the secret service that's now being seen. And people already say, oh, the king's on his way. And we consider the remaining bits of light to still be the presence of the king, such that people say the king is still outdoors. So because of that, when it comes to the dinim, the technical dinim of Yom V'Layla, There's a difference. And it's still true that, yes, as far as astronomically defining day and night, we'll define it that way astronomically. In terms of the halakha, however, the question of what the tekufa is does not necessarily find itself reflected in specifically the halakhas of how it is that we say it's time for Kriyat Shema Shal Boker, or it's time for Kriyat Shema Shal Ma'arvis, or whether it's a din of Shabbos already. That could be two completely different halakhas. Now, at this point, the Gemara makes a twist into another circle, which often happens in the Yerushalmi, and it is not clear. I mean, even though the Mefarshim give all kinds of reasons, they're very, very far-fetched reasons for how it is that this sugya of how it is that a person is supposed to stand during davening is connected directly to the sugya before of the way that the shemesh v'yareach or eimed. In any event, let's just take it at face value and get into the sugya. A person, zehu, an individual, shomed u'mitpalel, he's davening tefillat shmoneh esrei, right? Which is the normal meaning of mitpalel. So rich la'shvot et raglav, he has to keep his feet straight. So train Amoraim, we'll see what this means. There's a machlokas between two Amoraim, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Simon, argue about, first of all, the point of this. Chadomar, one says that the reason is, in order that the mitpalil should be similar to Malachim, and Chadomar, in order that a person who is being mitpalil should be similar to Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, since after all, Tefillah is Aveda, and the Hakrovas HaKorbonos is Aveda. And now we're going to move to explaining where the Kohanim and the Malachim could be used as a model for keeping your feet together. So, Mamdi Yomak Kohanim, what does he mean? Since it says, immediately after Kabbalat HaTorah, Lo Ta'ale B'Ma'alot Al Mizbechi, Asher Lo Tigale Arvatcha Alav. So it means that the Kohanim are not allowed to walk the Lashon HaGemara's Psi Agasa, because even if it's not on literal stairs, even on the Kevesh, the Kohanim have to be makbid to be Heilech Akev B'Tzad Gudal, the Gudal Aitzel Akev. They should be walking in very small steps, which essentially means you keep your feet straight and you put your, instead of bending your knee, you put your heel in front of the big toe of your other foot, and you keep walking like that. So it's sort of a stiff walk, which completely conceals any exposure from, obviously, that we're wearing underpants, that's the Mechnasayim, but the Torah caused that exposure. So they would walk, okay, B'tzad Gudal, Gudal, B'tzad Akev. And you, as a mitpalel, should feel yourself as being makriv a korban. Uman diyama kamalachim. What did he mean? Since the description in the malachim that Yechezkel saw was ragleim regel yishara on the merkava, so that means that they kept their feet, seems to be saying, they kept their feet as one foot. So it looked like one regel, ragleim looked like one straight foot. So too, somebody who is davening, he has to put his feet next to each other as if they're attached as one foot. And it's interesting that La Halacha, both of these are brought by the Tur, that there's two completely different inyanim over here, because certainly the Kohanim are walking. So then if you're learning it out of the Kohanim that are walking, you obviously can't walk unless one leg is in front of the other leg. So over there, it's extending the idea, since in Tefillah you're not walking, so it should be a similar to the concept of, bottom line, of being like it's one leg. But the point is not that it should be together as one leg. It's that the legs should be held stiffly. Mashen Kane, if the point is that it's considered to be with a malachim, so then mamash, you have to be mechaven your aglayim as if you cannot bend them. So your legs have to also be very straight up and down. Matayma, the reason that we say this, that malachim would have a straight leg, regleim regel yishara, says Rabbi Chanina bar Andre, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Sutar. This is Andre, this is the first time that it occurs in the Gemara that one of the Amoraim has the name of Andre. So the in Yerushalmi, his father was Andrei. So the reason that this is true is because Malachim ain lem kvitzim. You'll notice that Malachim have no springs, meaning they have no joints, because it says over there that's the raglim ravu yishara, and they don't sit, right? Obviously, because the whole point is that they're mukhiv to be in a matzav of amida constantly. And it's mataima. Where do we get it from? In the Yerushalmi, the meaning of mataima doesn't mean what's the reason. It means what is the makar, which we find also sometimes in the bodily. We use it that way too. So the reason is because the makar is in Daniel. It says that when Daniel saw Malachim and he wanted to understand his vision, so he says that Kirvet Achad min Ka'amaya, I went to one of those who is standing. In other words, he views the Lashon of Ka'amaya as those who are Kaimaya, meaning this is the way that they are Kayam, is in a state of Amida, which means that they have no need and no ability to sit. Their essence is that they're Omdim. We find that also, of course, Bein HaOmdim HaEla. So once we already bring up this issue, so now already we want to see a deeper connection between the Kohanim and the Malachim, which is Amar Avuna Zesharet HaKohanim Beit HaKneset. Somebody who's there in the shul at the time of Birkat Kohanim, and you have in the first bracha three psukim, the bracha rishon. So when they're saying those three words, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, so he should say the words Borchu Hashem Malachav Gibore Koach Osei Devaro Bishniya, five bracha. He should say Borchu Hashem Kol Tzva'av Meshatav Osei Ritzono. Bashlishi, the seven bracha, you should say Borchu Hashem Kol Malasav Bechol Mikomot Memshalto Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem. When he comes in during Musaf, at the time in the Birkat Kohanim, so in the bracha Rishonah, he should say Shira Malot Inei Borchu Et Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Omdim Bevet Hashem Valilot. Bishniya, he should say Suyidechem Kodesh Borchu Et Hashem. Bishlishit, he should say Yivorech Hashem Itzion. And if it was a day that had four tefillot, to imayu arba, so that would be meaning on Yom Kippur, where you also have nisiat kapayim in mincha and ne'ilah. So then he should go in the additional two tefillot. He should be chozer tilitiata kitkadmiata. The third time should be the way he said it the first time, and the Riviyata should be like the Kininivata, like the second time. So in other words, he goes over that Seder of saying with the Kohanim. So here is the recognition that the brachas that are given by Kohanim are similar to Kol Tzva'av in the Shamayim, and this is the Omdim Beveit Hashem, and we see a lot of similarities between the nature of Tzivei Shamayim and the Kohanim here, in which case the two shitas of how it is a person to stand, whether it's similar to the Kohanim or similar to the Malachim, are anyway profoundly interrelated. Basically, I mean, this comes in the Bavli, this comes in Sota, and because of the differences of the Girsa in Sota, where the psukim, some of the psukim that are brought over here, not exactly the same as brought over there, the same order, there are those who are Mishana, the Girsa here, and actually Tosfos in Sota talks about this issue. Now, getting back to our sukkah. So, what defines the beginning of the day? So, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mi ayelet hashachar ad sheya'ora mizrach, adam ha'alech arba'at milim. From the time that you see the first, that ayelet hashachar is before the alos, as we'll see, and it means the first hints of beams of light that are reaching up over the horizon, until such time that the entire sky on the east, and that's what we call Alos HaShachar, where you have the Tzad HaMizrach of the horizon, shouldn't say the entire sky, but the sky on the east is lit up, which is Alos HaShachar. That is so long that a person can walk Arba'at Milim. Same from the time Yishiyara Mizrach until Netzach Hama, which is where you have the actuality of the body of the sun peeking up over the horizon, that is Arba'at meal as well. Now, a meal works out to really almost exactly the same as a kilometer, and which is 2,000 amot. And there, as we mentioned earlier, basically most shitas agree that each meal is 18 minutes, which would, of course, give us the proverbial 72 minutes here. How do we know this? Because when the Sodom and Amor was being destroyed, so it says, Uchmo Hashachar Allah. So the Malachim start pressing Lot, and they say, get out of here, because if you don't get out of here now, so then that means that the Yetziah of Lot was at the first Gemar Shachar Allah, which is the first moments of Alot HaShachar. And then it says, HaShemesh Yetzal Aretz, which was the Pasuk that we brought earlier, as Rebaba brought, the Lot brought Sarah. Now, we know from the actual measurements that the distance from Sidon to Tzohar was Arbat Milim. So we see that from Kemo HaShachar Allah until HaShemesh Yetzal HaAretz is a shir of Arbat Milim. He says, I don't understand. I've been there, and it's a lot more than that. Yotirava. We see that there's more than 4 mil between stone and Tzohar. And this is not only here. It's also brought in Psachim that we just had recently in the Bavli Daf Yomi, that the distance between Sodom and Tzohar is 5 mil. Says Rabbi Zeira, Hamalach haya mikaded or mikader b'fnehem. Their malach that was saving Lot, he basically drilled straight through the mountains that were in the way, in order that he wouldn't have to take the highway between Lot and Tzohar, which would be too far. And if it's as the crow flies, which the Malach allowed them to get there as the crow flies, you would see that it's actually Arbat Milim. Okay, that is for the second part, from Alos until Nates. But how do you know? Uminayin mi'ayelat ha-shachar ha-cheyora mizrach Arbat Mil? That we learn out from the word uchemo ha-shachar. So we darshan the words kimo, uchemo, mila medam mila chaverata. So one issue is similar to the other. In other words, if it is referring to two zmanim, that the vov is mosif, it's telling you it's mosif in exactly the same way. If this is arba milim, this too is arba milim. What is the meaning of those words, ayelat ha-shachar? Omer b'yosi b'rabibon, hada ayalta de-shachra. Mandi Omar Kuchav Tahi Ta'aya. Somebody who thinks, translates this, people do often do, you'll find the translation, the morning star, they call it. Now that's a mistake, because Zimnen Dima Kadma Zimnen Dima Achra, if you're referring to Venus, basically, the morning star, that could be at different times. We're referring to a specific astronomical phenomenon, which cannot possibly be a star, which would obviously depend on what point of the year it is and when it would be coming up. So it can't mean that. So what then could it possibly mean? So Mykodon, so what do we do now? Mykodon means, okay, so what now? So then it must mean that the meaning of Ayelat HaShachar is kemin train dukarnin dinohor tesalkin min madincha umenaharin. They look like two horns, so to speak, two beams of light that come up out of the east before the sky itself, before the horizon has turned bright, and that shows up before the brightening of the horizon 72 minutes before, and that was the Arbat Milim that we were referring to. So as an astronomical phenomenon, this seems to be referring to zodiacal light, as it's called, or to false dawn, which is basically a reflection of the light of the sun, which looks really like this. It looks like carne or as opposed to a lightning, and it comes up directly above the area where the sun is going to come up from, and basically appears to be, although there's no clear-cut scientific clarity about what that appearance is, it seems to be a reflection of the light of the sun from not the atmosphere, where there'd be no way where it could yet be reflected, but rather from dust particles in outer space, which allow you to see a reflection of your local star even before it can be seen in the atmosphere. So it gives us an actual astronomical point where in good lighting conditions, you'd be able to see 4 million before, 72 minutes before Alos. There was an actual event that we can learn about the Ayelet HaShachar, which is the Lashon of Dilma that we find in the Yerushalmi. It does not mean maybe. It means probably a shortening, Tainas the Charedim, of Davar Lamazadome, Da Lamadome, Sadalma. Doesn't mean Dilma if. Sadalma. What is this similar to? It's similar to the Maisa of Rabbi Chiya Rabba and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, who were walking. This is a very, very famous medrash also. It appears in a lot of places and gives us a kayach to look forward to Gula of Yisrael. They were mahalkin b'had abikas arbel bikritzta. They were walking in the area near the arbel, which is near the Yama Kinneret, in the very early morning. And they had very good conditions of seeing. And they were able to be roe de Ayelet HaShachar Shebaka Ora. So Rabbi Chiya Rabba turns to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, and he tells him, Bar Rebbe, my Godol, Kachi Gulatan She Yisrael, the same way that we see now this tiny, tiny indication that the sun is going to be coming up. And you see those Karnayim? B'tchila kima kima. Little by little, there's a very slow hint of a geula that's coming. But kol mashi olechet yirava v'olecha, but it's a geometrical progression. Because as that little bit of light starts to spread, there's an immense explosion of light, finally, in the Netzachama. My taima, where do we see that that's the way that it is? Because it says, ki yeshev b'choshech, Hashem orli. So the golus, which is always called choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is viewed as the or, which is the Boker or. So the same way that we can assume the actual events of the Boker or, that's the Boker or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayochol, in the Geulas Yisrael as well. Which is why, when it comes to Purim, it was the same way. It says over there, Kach b'tchila, Mordechai was Yoshev b'shar ha-melech. That began the whole story of the Geula, which at the time looked, you know, what's the big deal? He overhears a couple of people talking, big Sandra Serish, what's that going to do? And it turns out that that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kedima of the whole Gula, which in the end, the Sefer HaZichronot Vayunikraim, and that became the Makor of the Gedulas Mordechai and the giving over Haman and the end. It's amazing. The next step was when Haman was forced to take it Alavush Vetasus to say Kacha Yeh Asher Melech HaFetz Bikaro. And then immediately after, we find Mordechai coming back El Shaar HaMelech, which doesn't seem to make much sense, because that was that he didn't take it as any change. And in fact, some, actually including the Groh, take out this piece because it doesn't seem to be no gaya. Okay, the explanations are not as good, in my opinion, as removing the pasuk. And then v'acher kach, we find Mordechai yatzam lifnei hamelech belavush malchut. And then at last, la'yodim hayta urav v'simcha. So there too, the geula was kima kima and ends with ora, just as it does over here. Now, getting back to what Rabbi Chanina said before, the Shir of Arba Milim, it turns out that Rabbi Chanina is going the same way that Rabbi Yehuda in the Braita says. What does it say there? The Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braita that the Ovyo Sharakia, what we call the Ovi Harakia, in other words, the we're pretending that this is an actual journey that the sun makes when it's hidden from our eyes through the thickness of the Rakia. And that was the time of the Ben Hashmash from Shkia till Tzeis. And that would be the distance for a human being to walk in 50 years. So that's Mahalech HaMishim Shana. Had he walked continuously for 50 years, that's how much he would have covered. Now, and here's exactly how it works out to be the same as Rabbi Chanina. Because the normal speed of walking during the course of a day, Adam Benedim, Mahalech Arba'im Mil Bayom, so you normally walk 40 kilometers a day. And we say that Achachama Noseret Berakia, what it takes for the sun to saw through, so to speak, Ovia Rakia, is Mahalei Chamishim Shana. So during that period, the Adam would be Mahalei Arba'at Mil. That's the time between Alot HaShachar and Etzacham, or between Shkia and Seitz, which is one-tenth of the amount that he walks in an entire day. So Nimtzeit Omer She'ovio Shorakia is Echad Mi'asara Bayom, which turns out, therefore, that the distance that the sun travels all day long, one-tenth of it, if you're saying it's Arba Milim, that's one-tenth of 40 Milim. And that means that one-tenth of the day, so to speak, is the amount of time that a person would have walked during one-tenth of the day is 4 Mil, is the thickness of the Rakia. In which case, if Yom Shalem, we have the equivalent of Chamesh Meot Shana, so then the 10% of that would be Mahalech Chamishim Shana. Now, there's obviously a piece that's missing here, because we're taking for granted that Echas Me'asor is Chamishim, but it never said it's Chamesh Meot. So if you take a look in the way that the Gra actually brings this in the Shnos Eliyahu, he adds the piece that says, Achama mitalechet chamesh meot shana. During the course of the alicha of a day, the chama goes the distance that would take a person to walk chamesh meot shana. And we'll see that. That's clear, the way that the Braita continues. In which case, what the Braita is saying like this. The mahalach ben adam beinani is arboim mil. The mahalach of the chama is kol hayom. The equivalent would be chamesh meot shana. What a person will walk in 500 years. So we establish first the proportionality between the Mahalach HaAdam and the Mahalach HaChama. Then we get to how much could a person walk between Alos HaShachar and Eitz, which is one-tenth. And then we say that that would be proportional to the Mahalach HaChama, which would be 50 mil during that period. And then from the two together, the Mahalach HaAdam and the Mahalach HaChama, it turns out that the Ovyar Sharakiya is consistently one-tenth of the rest of the movement during the day. Continues the Braisa. Uchashem Sh'Ovyar Sharakiya Ma'alech Hamishim Shana Kach Ovyar Sh'Leretz Ovyar Sh'Tahom Ma'alech Hamishim Shana. And Lamai says, we're going to see, there's a hekesh of the distance of the Tahom, the distance of the sickness, the thickness of the earth and the thickness of the waters that are beneath it, because we view the earth as being on top of the Tahom. And so in the same way that the atmosphere is Mahalach HaMishim Shana, which we call the Rakia, so too is the thickness of the earth the same distance, and the thickness of the Tahom that is beneath the earth the same distance, that would be Mahalach HaMishim Shana, each one of them. Why do we say that? Where do we get that from? Because in Yeshayahu it says HaYosheva Chug HaAretz. And then if we compare the idea of Chug to the Pasuk in Iyov that says V'chug Shamayim Yitalach, and we compare that to the Pasuk in Mishlei that says B'chuko Chug Al Pnei Tahom, and we recognize that we have here essentially an element of Gezeirah Shoveh, of Chug Gezeirah Shoveh, yeah? The same way that given is that Yosheva Chug Shamayim means that it's a distance of the Chamishim Shana, so too is the Chug HaAretz, which is the Ovia Shel Aretz, and the Chug of the Tahom, the Pnei Tahom, is the Ovia of the Tahom. So given that we have one of them, we can now establish that all of them are the same. Okay, even though Lamaisa isn't clear from here how we know the Ovia Rakia is Mahalach HaMishim Shana, but this apparently says the Charedim was something that Reb Yehuda had as a Kabbalah. Anyway, getting on to, it's a little bit off on a tangent, but once already we're talking about these strange measurements of halicha, so to speak, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemesh, Odom. So now we notice that there are elements of this, the Gemara Chagiga also, the Bavli makes clear, these are inyonim of spiritual distances. So the Eitz HaChayim that's in the middle, that's B'Torcha Gan, is Mahalech Chamesh Meot Shana. The Eitz HaChayim itself, to traverse, is a 500 light year journey. So basically, I mean, what this is really all based on is the understanding that Adam Rishon was the fullness of the earth, one side to the other side, and the Yetzer Chaim covers the entire earth because everything lives, so to speak, under that tree. So that means the same way we had the vision of Nebuchadnezzar as everything coming from that tree, the Yetzer Chaim is the completion of the earth, and is a remez to the Torah, which is Yetzer Chaim, and therefore it must be that it's the same thing as the shear of the Chug HaAretz itself. You're taking, assuming that the deal over here is that if you walk the entire shade, there's the area beneath its leaves, so to speak, is Chamesh Meir Shana. But the truth is that Afilu Korato, even the center, the actual wood of the tree, is itself, without looking at the branches at all, is itself Chamesh Meir Shana besides the Chamesh Meir Shana. The whole pilug, mei bereshis mispalgim mitachtav, all of the inyanim in the posik of the Har Yotzei Miyeden and the Arba and the Horeis and so on, all of those things come from beneath the Eitz HaChaim. Where do we know that from? Because matan, it says v'ayar ke'et shatul al palgei mayim. So the palgei mayim, the place where the initial waters of bereshis split, is from that Eitz which is shatul on palgei mayim. Tani, Eitz Chaim Echad Mishishim Lagan. Gan Eden is taken up 1/60th by the Eitz Chaim, and the Gan itself is 1/60th of Eden, which is not the Gan, as the Gemara points out. Shema Tomar, the Eden, who Eden, who Gan. It's clear that there is two separate issues. So that there is Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts a Gan in Eden. And Nahar, it says, Nahar Yotzei Eden Lashkotot HaGan. So clearly, there are two different things. As the Gemara puts in the Bavli, Gan Lechud, Eden Lechud. Now, Tamtzit Kor, Tarkav Shote. Everything that has in it a area of a base Kor, that is the way that they used to measure area, was that you took a certain amount of grain, and the amount of the land that it would take to plant those seeds was called the bait of that amount. In which case, if you could plant an entire core, which is a volume measure, you would be able, with the water that you used to water that area itself, you would, the leftovers that drain from it, you would be able to use for a tarkav, which is 1/60th of a kor, because three kavim, trei, the kav, is a tarkav, which means that you have a 60th. When we're saying that you have a 60th, we learn it out of this pasuk, because if it says nahar yotzei mi'eden, in order to be mashke, and the gan, which we said is 1/60th of eden, is able to have sufficient irrigation from the leftovers of eden, so you see, and it must be that it's 1/60th. And further, a Muslim is that the Tamtzit of Kush goes to Mitzrayim. So all of the water that comes out of the Nile is from Kush. And that means that Mitzrayim is drinking basically their entire fertility from the leftovers of Kush, which is the Echaz Mishisha. Nimtzeta Omer, according to this, it must be, since it's a given that Mitzrayim is Mahalach Harboim Yom, that Kush is a mahalach sheshanim va'od, slightly, since it's 60 times larger than Mitzrayim, so it must be approximately, which it has to be the correct girsa, which the Haredah makes over here, would have to be 6 years plus, which is 60 times the size of Mitzrayim, because that's 2,400 days, which are 6 years plus, 6 years plus, almost 7 years, actually. Okay, anyway, getting back to the inyan of the Ovi Harakia that we spoke about before. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the Chamishim Shana, and the Rabbanan, it turns out, do not agree with him, as we shall see when we continue tomorrow's daf. Om Rabbi Ba, Ktiva Boker Or, HaTorah Kora Lo Or Boker, Tani Rabbi Yishma, Ba Boker, Kedei Liten Tchum Lo Boker, Shal Boker. Om Rabbi Yezib Rabbi Ba, Nimo Mer, Liten Ovio Shurakia, Lo Laila, Bein Ba'arvit, Bein B'Shachrit, Nim Seta, Omer, Shinei Oma Laila Shavim, Vetani, Be'echad B'Tkufat Nisan, Be'echad B'Tkufat Yishrei, Ayom Ve'Laila Shavim, Om Ravuna, look, now Fina Midarech Ha'aretz, okay? Shari Malka Nafak. Tavakav Delo Nafak. Amri the Nafak. Shari Aliyah. Amri the Al. Ad the Shaita the Yol. Totally. Zeo Shomir Mitpaleo. Tzarich Lashvot et Ragla. Tren Amorain Rabbi Levi Rabbi Simon. Chad Omerka Malachim. Vachad Omerka Kohanim. Mandi Omerka Kohanim. Is the Posigro Tala Bamalot Amiz Bechish. Or Yamahalchinek. Betzad Godel with a stiff. Sorry, leg next to each other. We go to Leit Salake. Uman Diomek Malachim. Vragleim Rego Yishara. Rivachanina Barandrai. Peshem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Sotera Malachim. Eilem Kivitzim. Because what would be the point of having joints? My time, huh? Karavta Alchad bin Kamaya. That's Kamaya Kaimia. So that they stand all the time. Om Ravuna, Zeshur et HaKohanim, Beit HaKneset, Bibracha Rishona, of Birchas Kohanim, Tzarech Lomar, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Tishnia, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzva'av, Vashlishit, Yivaruch Hu Hashem Kol Ma'asav. Then, if there's a second Birchat Kohanim, B'Musav, Bibracha Rishona, Tzarech Lomar, Shira Ma'alot, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem, Amdim, Beit Hashem Ba'alelot, בשנייה עשוי דחם קודש, בשלישית יברך השם מציון, אם היו ארבע חוזת הליטייה בקדמייתה ורביעתה בתנביותה. אמר רבי חצנון, מעיילת השחר, עד שיאור המזרח, אדם הלך ארבעת מילים, משיאור המזרח עד שתנץ החמה, ארבעת מיל, ומניין משיאור המזרח עד שתנץ החמה, ארבעת מיל, תכתיבו כמו השחר עולה, וכתיב השמש יצא על הארץ ולוט בו צוהרה, ומן סדום לצער ארבעת מיל. What? Yoter Havan, Om Rebbe Zera, that's because it was as the crow flies, because the malach היה מקדר לפני ים הדרך. ומניין מאיילת השחר עד שיאור המזרח, ארבעת מיל, כמו וחמו, מילה בדניה לחברתה. אומר רבי יוסי ברבי בון, הדה היילת דשחרה, מן די אומר כוכבתה היא is obviously טועה, because זימנה די מקדמה וזימנה די מאחרה. מי כדון? כי מן תרי דוקרנין דנהור דסלקין מן בדיכנו מההר. אמר דומה, רבי חייר, רבא, רבי שמעון מחלפתו, were once מהלכים, בהדה ביקת ארבל. בקריצותה הן ראו הילת השחר שבקעה אורה אמר רבי חייא רבא לרבי שמעון חלפתא בי רבי כך היא שציבה רבי כך היא גאולתן של ישראל בתחילה כמעט כל מה שהיא הולכת היא רבא והולכת מה תימה? כי יושב בחושך השם אורלי כך בתחילה מורך יושב בשער המלך אחר כך ויקח המען את הלבוש ואת הסוץ אחר כך מורך יצא לפני המלך בלבוש מחות ואחר כך לא יודעים הייתה אורה ושמחה עתיד רבי חייק רבי יהודה דתני בשם רבי יהודה ויושר רקיע מהלך 50 שנה אדם בינני מהלך 40 מיל ביום עד שחם הנוסר ברכי מהלך 50 שנה אדם מהלך 4 מיל נמצא את עונה שעובי שרקי אחד מהעשור הביליון ובשם שעובי השרקי מהלך 50 שנה כף עובי של אורץ ובשל טעון מהלך 50 שנה מה טעם היושב על חוג האורץ עובדי וחוג שמיים יתרק הכתוב כתיב בחוג כל חוג על פני טעון חוג חוג לגזר השבא תני עץ חיים על 500 שנה, אמר רבי 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 לא, אלא סוף דבר נופו, אלא אפילו קורצו. וכל פילוג מי בראשית מתפלגים מתחתיו, מה טעם? היה כעת שתו לו פלגי מים. תני עץ חיים, 1 מ-60 לגן, גן, 1 מ-60 לעדן, ונהר יוצא מעדן להשקות את הגן, טעם צדקור, תרכב, שותה. טעם צדקוש, מצרים שותה. נמצא, בינגס, זה גיוון, המצרים מהלך 40 יום, קוש מספיק מהלך 7 שנים ועוד.
Okay, this is Yerushalmi. We're holding on Daf Gimel on the base. Yeah, so we're actually still in the middle of the sugya. remember that what we were talking about is the Shira Bein HaShemashot, and whether Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShemashot, which is terrifying, in the class of Zayotse, is a suffix during the entire period of Rabbi Nechemiah's Bein HaShemashot, or whether it follows instantly after the Bein HaShemashot of Rabbi Nechemiah. And so the kasha had been asked by Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi Yochanan that according to this, there's no way that a re'ia of a zav could be mechulak by the fact of Bein HaShemashot. Because since it's going to take you so long to know that the re'ia was during Bein HaShemashot, by that time the re'ia is long enough to be mechulak without Bein HaShemashot. Because as long as there's enough time to be roya, go to the mikveh, come up, and then be roya again, it's two separate re'ias. And certainly there's plenty of time for that in the length of the Bein HaShemashot that you're talking about, which is Rabbi Nechemiah. Because he says it's chatzimil is almost 10 minutes. So if you're timing that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashot is constantly a suffix within that time, in practical terms, you're going to need 10 minutes in order to have a Riyah that it was B'chulak Vadai Ben Yom V'layla. But in 10 minutes, you don't need the fact that it's Bein HaShemashot. Seems to me that it's an impossibly powerful question. It proves that Chizkiyahu, who claims that Rabbi Yossi's Shir was during the time of Rabbi Nechemiah at some point, at some unknown point, is totally wrong. So, he was answered that, well, we're talking about a case Eliyahu HaNavi would show up, you know. Eliyahu HaNavi tells you, look, this is the minute that Rabbi Yossi was referring to. So then you have Echad Nichnas V'Echad Yotzei, terrifying, you know what it is. And you have, the fact that nowadays you don't have a practical application because we don't know when that is, I mean, so therefore what? Therefore we shouldn't tell you that according to Rabbi Yossi it makes nafkamina la'alokha. And that according to him you can have Bein HaShemashot being Mechalik Uriah, which is because you don't have enough information. I say, how does that prove anything? Says the Gemara, it is different ways of learning this, but probably the best way is to move that little dot, because it's very misleading. The printer put it in, and put it after the words Man Polig. Man Polig is, come off it, man. Who's going to be arguing when Eliyahu HaNavi is telling you?
That's the way I have it here. They made it that
way. Okay, fine. So, but the Tzuras Adaf here, they stuck in the dot in the wrong place, if this is the trap. And it's difficult to see how it could be the right place. So therefore, don't try to tell me it's talking about the Mishnah of Yer Machlux, or the Chemi Rabbi Yossi, and it's going. If Eliyahu HaNavi was telling us that this is Bein HaShemashot, so then nobody would be sitting here and arguing. Rabbi Chanina, Chavrahon de Rabbanan, boy, Chanina had a very, very interesting question. This is a fascinating issue that is going to be raised over here that has tremendous implications, Lagabe, in our big question, which is the Magen Avraham Gra issue, the so-called Magen Avraham Gra issue, which is actually an ancient machlokas. Okay, the Magen Avraham, the thing that the Magen Avraham does to mess everyone up, but that's why it's him particularly, is that he claims that no matter how you measure a Shah Zmanit during the day, the Zman Kriya Shema certainly begins from Alos HaShachar, because you can read Kriya Shema from Alos HaShachar. So it's ridiculous to say that Shalosh Shavos means from the Neitzachama, even if that's the time of Hatchila for Kriya Shema. Okay? So that pulls back the Zman of Kriya Shema by 72 minutes, some say 80 minutes, some say 90 minutes, forgetting about even the difference in the length of the Shah Zmanit, okay? But there's another question.
And then 3 hours meant from Alos HaShachar.
Yeah. There's another question. The other question is the measurement of the day, right? We spoke about this in our Halacha reviews. The measurement of the day from Netz to Shkia is the measurement of the day from Alos to Tzeis. Now, our Gemara touches on the question, because, I mean, you could say that actually the Alot is the beginning of the day, and the Shkia is the beginning of the night.
don't have to go to the extreme.
That's the value of such a thing would be that basically what you're saying is, look at it from the point of view of the planet as a whole. Okay, so you're saying the alot on one side means that across the planet on the other side, you're talking about Tzeta Kochavim, right? No. Shkia is just the beginning, uh-huh. Right?
Okay.
But the alot is basically the end. In other words, the very earliest part. That means that the sun now is not above the horizon. If it was above the horizon, then it would be sinking below the horizon if you're on the other side of the earth. But if we're going to start at alot, right? So then that means that what happens on the other end? If we're going to say the equivalent of alot is Tzeta Kochavim, then what we're doing is we're giving a much broader period for the day than we're giving for the night. Because basically, look at it like this. Here's alot, and here's Tzeta Kochavim, and only the distance between my hands underneath is the nighttime, right? And all of the distance between my hands above is the daytime. That's not fair. But it's worse than the question of it's not fair. It means that you'll never have, even at the equinox, you'll never have an equivalent day and night if you do that. Right? So if you want to do it fairly, then we should do what you suggested. We should have alot here and shkia over here. So then that gives us equal times for morning, for daytime, and for nighttime.
Is that, wouldn't Nate and Shkia be equal times?
Nate and Shkia would do the opposite. It would do this.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Both of them is the sun.
What happens at, what would happen at Nate? So Nate's the sun. How much time is there between Nate and Shkia? As opposed to between the Alos and Seis.
So the equinox nature Shkia was 12 hours exactly.
Well, whatever 2 points, if I measure 2 points, can I measure, is it the same measuring it from Alos to Seis or from Nates to Shkia?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by measuring 2 points.
What 2 points, can I take?
2 points in time?
No, 2 points in the position of the sun under the horizon.
Okay.
So I clearly can't do that. I can't take any 2 points. Because if I'm measuring the sun beneath the horizon as one period on both ends, then I end up with less. Right?
Yeah.
If I measure at the same point of the horizon, so fine. In other words, at Nate's, you're right, at Nate's edge, and Shkia, I have my hands pointing evenly, right across. Mm-hmm. But if I start changing it around, and I take some other point, even if it's, say, well, it's the equivalent point, it doesn't make sense. Because then I don't get the even amount of time in the night and the day. Supposedly, I have 12 hours a night and 12 hours in the day, and I'm going to be defining them differently. Unless I go, as you said, unless I go from Nate's to Shkia. And that's all, but I don't have any ability to change that, even if I try to change it equally on both ends. Mm-hmm. So I'm in trouble. That our Gemara discusses, and this is really the only place that it's discussed. And therefore, the suggestion, Lagavi Zman Kriyat Shema, of the Mogen Avram, let's take Alos on one end, and Shkia on the other end. And even if we would measure the day from Nates to Shkia, we start the Zman of Kriya Shema in terms of Shalosh Shas Bayom from Alos HaShachar. There's something inconsistent about that in terms of the length of the day. It doesn't bother anybody because you already saw that Kriya Shema is not a din day and night. So we could excuse the fact that you may have longer time to say Kriya Shema Shal Yom than you do for Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, let's say. But certainly if you're coming to define by you've got a problem running from Alos HaShachar to Tzeta Kochavim. Okay, so this is what our Gemara discusses. Who brings it up? Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina, the friend of the Rabban, he asked like this. Kumod Atamar Ba'arvit, Nir'u Shlosha Kochavim, אף על פי שהחמה נתונה באמצע הרקיע לילה. You said that despite the fact that the sun is now actually beneath the horizons, we mean the Emsa Rakia, meaning it's right below the horizon, and you're calling that in-between area. Now, let's say it's 5 degrees, whatever the sheet is, 5 degrees beneath the horizon, 8 degrees beneath the horizon, 5.4 degrees, it's like five different sheet disappears. You're telling me that that time is now considered to be day until you've got your kochavim, right? And at that point, we call it to be Laila. So I can see the sun, though, can't I? I mean, I can still see the sun, even though there's three, the shine of the sun, obviously, can't see the body of the sun. So can't we say the same thing in the morning? We should say that let's be consistent. That penumbrous period is considered to be Laila. So Bishakris at Alos HaShachar, it should also be Laila.
What's the English
word?
Penumbrous?
Yeah, between the light. In other words, you're in the between the shadow, the darkness, and the light. It's called the penumbra in astronomical terms. So we should say the same thing. Let's be consistent. Sun shining above the horizon from beneath. A glow in the sky, dark, night. The same glow in the morning is day. Does that make sense? I mean, if it's dark, so then it should stay night until Shkia. I'm sorry, until Zricha. Because you're saying that if I can't actually see the sun, if I'm seeing the glow of the sun coming up over the horizon, but that's all, that's considered still to be the nighttime. So in the morning, it should also still be considered nighttime. So why are you telling me that from Alosa Chakra it's daytime? I'm confused. Why isn't that nighttime? So it's sort of like the semi-darkness. The semi-darkness period should be called nighttime. Omer Rav Abba said, Rav Abba, well, no, you can't say that because it says, Hashemesh yatsa al ha'aretz velot bot so'ara. And on the other hand, it says, it's amazing now that we see this happening all the time. The Gemara and the Yerushalmi and the Bavli has a hidden agenda. The certain issues that are going to be raised, the excuse at raising them may be totally different in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, but you're going to end up darshaning the same circuit for some strange reason. Okay? So here, our whole opening of the Sechva and the Bavli was about the question of Bo Hashemesh V'taher. And it points out in the Bavli that in the Yerushalmi they couldn't figure this out because they could only bring a riot from the Mishnah. But guess what? Here we bring it in the Yerushalmi for another reason. Because on the one hand it says, Hashemesh Yatsa al Haaretz, and Lot's been walking, right? He's coming into Tzohar. On the other hand it says, Ubo Hashemesh V'taher. So now it's being Makish Yitzia Labia. It's calling the Shemesh a Yotze and a Ba. That means that it's comparing the Yitzia of the Shemesh to the Bia of the Shemesh. So just like we're ready to say, Ma Biato, we're ready to say that the leaving of the sun is at the point that the sun has waved goodbye, so to speak. It's Mitkasem in Habriot. So then, Yitziato, which is the way we talk about mourning, is Kishila Yitvadala Briot. When the Briot get their first hint of the sun, then that's their mourning. So the idea over here is, it isn't the question of the amount of light that defines night or dark. It's the question of the relationship to the sun. The sun's saying goodbye, it's night. The sun's saying hello, it's morning. That's the point.
It's like when you're expecting someone to come.
The Gemara's going to actually say that.
So that would be an in-between sheet to this, so you'd have,
No. So in other words, as the sun has said goodbye, even though you know it's still there, because
right.
it's like a bit, right after Ben Hashmash's time.
Right.
It's Laila. The same time that I see the sun at that moment in the morning.
Before Tzeis.
It's Boker. It's Tzeis. That's Tzeis.
Well, that is Tzeis.
And here it's Alos. So I say, hello. Hello, Mr. Sun. So I say, hello, Mr. Sun. That means that it's now morning. I don't say, gee, Mr. Sun's coming soon. So it's still night, but it'll soon be morning. Okay, so that's the idea. Says Rebbe Ba. Look, it says Beferish Torah. It says, Haboker Or, okay? That means the Torah is calling Or, Boker. What are you telling me? Well, but it's not enough Or, it should still be Lila. The Torah says that's the point. Tell me, Rebbe Yishmael, how come it says, Baboker, Baboker? That's to tell me, there's a Boker to the Boker. Don't think the Boker means when you've already seen the face of the sun and you're waving, good morning, Mr. Sun. There's a Boker to that Boker, and that's all it's a Shachar. Omer, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Bon. Look, it's very simple. You don't need any Pesukim. If your intent is to ask me, my dear Rebbe Hanina, that we should view the thickness of the rakia, those 5 degrees, let's say, right? In which you want to say, okay, at this point, let's call it Lila. And do the same thing in the morning. Let's call it Lila in the morning too. No, sir. Because if you do that, Bein Barvit, Bein Beshachrit, Nimtseta Omer She'in Ayom V'Lila Shavim, you now have an unequal number of hours in the night and in the day, which is fine for most of the year, but not on the equinox, right? On the equinox, it can't be that way, because it says Beferish on the first day of Tkufat Nisan, which is the equinox, the first day of Tkufat Tishrei, which is the winter, the autumn, the equinox, then Ayom V'Lila Shavim. According to you, they're not Shavim, because we're going to give more credit to the night. And we can't do that. Omer Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Huna says, like Eliezer says, basically, Naflinu Miderech Eretz. Like, how do people relate to things, okay? Imagine now, the king is going on in his peregrinations, right? So what do we say? The Melech Shari Malka Nafak. I forgot the little Nafak. Amrin the Nafak. The king now is still, you can still see the last caravans. But, I mean, you say, the king has left on his trip. So it's bye-bye king, okay? But now, when he's coming back, now there's something wrong with the girsa over here. The gro changes the girsa. Nafak, you have the gro there, I think. Isn't that the, that always brings the gro on the bottom.
No, I'm afogav below al-amrin down.
Yeah, what's it? What's the word?
Afogav below al-amrin.
Okay, fine. But he's coming back, afogav below al, you see the first signs. Ah! The king has returned. The king hasn't returned. He still hasn't gotten into the palace. That doesn't matter. You're waiting for someone to come. You're waiting for somebody to come. He's come. That's the point. The same thing is, hello, Mr. Sun. So, hello, Mr. Sun is Boker. Bye-bye, Mr. Sun is Lila. Doesn't have to be consistent. So, Zoe, a person who is being omeid umitpalil, tzarich lashvot et raglav, he has to stand there at attention with his legs together. Now, there's a machlokas. Why this is true?
What's the zel's name? The connection?
Zet, no. No. It's not like the Bavli. The Yerushalmi zel means zet. Ha means ha. Zel shomeid umitpalil means ha omeid umitpalil. Tzarich lashvot et raglav. Train Amoroi. Now there's two Amoroi. One is Reb Levi and one is Reb Simon. We don't know exactly who says what, but we do know that Chad Omar ke Malachim. One says that it's to be like the Malachim, and that's how we pasken. And that it says in the pasuk, "V'ragleim regel yishara," and therefore, since the Malachim stand as if they have a single regel, Malachim stand as if they have a single regel. So you have to stand with your feet together, pressed together, as if you have one foot. Kohanim. What does it mean like Kohanim? I never said Kohanim stand that way. Yes. Because remember that the Torah says you need to have the kepesh in front of the Mizbeach. Why? That we don't want you spreading your legs as you go up to the Mizbeach. Again, this is the morning skirt issue kind of thing. Because you don't expose your genitals by spreading your legs as you're walking up. And it's bizayin to the Beis HaMikdash, be Zion to the Mizbeach. which means that the way that the Kohen would walk up the Kevesh was not by spreading his legs. He would be careful to walk Ekev Bitzat Godel, the Godel Eitzelakev. So he would walk basically with little steps, with putting his heel by his toe by his heel, and walk mincing steps. Right? Thank you. I was wondering what that word was. And therefore, his regel is regel yishara in a different sense than the malachim. It's regel yishara in that his legs aren't spread apart, which is a different point. In other words, if I want to stand and feel according to this man, the Yomar, with one foot in front of the other foot, and once again making certain my feet are not spread, because that's the idea. So that means that the hakpater for tefillah is also a question of exposure. In other words, when a person wants to stand in a sexy way and so on, he'll expose himself, so to speak. I will expose himself. He'll spread his legs. He'll just spread, I mean, he's covered anyway. But the point is that it's a more exposed stance. You don't take an exposed stance like that in the Beit HaMikdash, that we learned from the Kohanim. You don't take a stance like that in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we see in terms of the Malachim, but it's not because of the exposure. It's because of the attention. When I stand at attention, I can't put one foot in front of the other. So it turns out it's a big machlokas here in understanding what is meant by the idea of lahashvot et raglav. Lahashvot one in front of the other, or lahashvot one next to the other. Is the intent to stand at attention, or is the intent to stand with respect in terms of exposure? Okay? The man yomik malachim, it says, raglam rego yishara. So it's like it was one leg, as Rabbi Chanina Bar Androi says, b'shem Reb Shmuel Bar Sutar, ha-malachim ein lehem tvitzim. There's no springs to a malach. Actually, tvitzim in the Lashon Yerushalmi means joints, a place that can bend, and there's nothing elastic, so to speak. We also use kafitz as elastic. So there's no knee in a malach, meaning he's standing completely at attention. And that's what it means over here. My taima, where do we see this? We see it from Daniel. Because when Daniel wants to describe his vision of being approached by Sarimala, so it says, Karavat al-Chad min Kamaya Kainaya. I came close to one of those who stand standing. What's that shot mean? In other words, that there's no room for any bending. The whole definition of this entity is that it is at attention. So it's kamaya, kamaya. Om Ravuna. Zeshiro etako anim beta kneset. It's somebody who is in shul. And the kohanim are there and they're saying birkat kohanim. So when they say the bracha rishona, they should say borchu et Hashem malachav. The tzibur should say borchu et Hashem malachav. So in other words, here we're relating the two sugyas, Malachim and Kohanim, the same way that Kohanim are being Mevorechas, we're being Masked, the Bracha of the Malachim and the Shemayim, Takarish Baruch Kevayachol. Kohanim on earth are blessing Yisrael, the Malachim and the Shemayim are saying over the Brachas of Yisrael, really, because Yisrael has to be Pesach for Bracha. Bishnia, we say, Borchu et Hashem Kol Tzivaav. Bishlishit, Baruch Hashem Kol Ma'asav. This is all part of the same Tehillah, where David HaMelech says over these Pesukim. So this is a reference. The same way we see this three brachas over here. There's also three brachas in terms of Birkas Kohanim. Good Musaf. In Musaf b'bracha rishana tzarich lomar Shir Hama'alot Hinei Baruch Et Hashem Kol Abdei Hashem Ha'omdim B'Beit Hashem B'Loivot. B'Shniya Su'u Yedeichem Kodesh. B'Shlishit Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion. Now, Im Hayu Arba, if Lamaisa, this was a day that has an additional Birkas Kohanim, let's say Yom Kippur or Tainus, where you have Ni'ila, so you have now four Tvilot, then what you do is, you're Choser Tli'ata B'Kadmita, Revi'ata B'Tininavita. What you do is you say over again the first set that you said, with the first bracha, and the second set that you said, you say over for the next bracha. Om Rabbi Chatzna.
A-B-A-B?
Yeah, A-B-A-B. Om Rabbi Chatzna. Me'ayelet ha-shachar, Ad she'or ha-mizrach, adam ha'alech arba'at milim. Mi she'or ha-mizrach, ad she'tenetzach ha-mah, arba'at milim. From the time of Ayelet HaShachar, now Ayelet HaShachar is very early in the morning before Alos HaShachar, and here we're talking about the first markings of dawn that does not light up the horizon, but that has just a pole of light that's sticking up like rays of light that have broken through from the sun, but there's no reflection across the horizon. So that's called Ayelet HaShachar. So from that time until the Ye'or HaMizrach, until the entire eastern horizon is alight with light, is 4 mil. So in other words, it's the 72 minutes. And from the time of Ye'or HaMizrach until Nates is also 4 mil. And that's a pasuk. It says, Uchamo HaShachar Allah. And then it says, Vashemesh Yatzah La'aretz V'lod Bo Tzohara. So you can measure from Ukamo HaShachar Ola to HaShemesh Yatzah La'aretz, and that tells you that the time that it takes from Ukamo HaShachar Ola till the time that Lot came to Tzoar is the time that if you measure the distance from Tzoar to Sodom, where Lot was, you now know how long the period of Alos HaShachar is. Now, the distance from stone to Tzoar is 4 mil. What? Stone to Tzoar is 4 mil. Did you ever go there? It's Yoter HaAvin. It's more than 4 mil. Omer Rebbe Zira, I'm talking about as the crow flies. Remember that these malachim, they're just as good as the crow flies. I mean, look, you know, if you're being transported magically, You look at the distance that you were transported as being straight, okay? So the malach bekader lefnei amaderach. Basically, you're going straight through the mountains for all intents and purposes. So if you measure in a straight line from Lot to Tzoar, it's 4 mil. Obviously, if you got to climb up mountains and come down the other side, it's going to take a lot longer than 4 mil.
How fast does a malach fly?
That's the speed of light.
This is their first evidence of neutrinos.
Speed of light, right.
They're just like neutrinos.
Now wait, and how do you know? Okay, but that's from the time of Shemesh Yatzah back to Alos HaShachar. It says, Kamar HaShachar Allah, but you said that there's an additional 72 minutes before that, going backwards from Alos HaShachar back to Ayelet HaShachar. Where'd you get that from? How do you know that? You said, "Minayim ha'yalta shachar shi'or mizrach arba'at milim." No, because it says "Uchemo ha'shachar Allah." Why did it say "Uchemo ha'shachar"? It should say "Kemo ha'shachar Allah v'Hashemesh yatzah la'aretz." Right? Like the shear of Hashachar Allah till Tzeis Hashemesh. The "Uchemo" means, and there's another shear like that. The shear before that is like that. So, kamo ukamo, mila medami lechaverta, the pasuk is being makish, one shear to the other shear. Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon, hada ayalta de shachra, mandi amakuchavata hitaya. This phenomenon of an ayalat ha-shachar, there are people who call it the morning star. Mistake. It's a mistake. If it were a star, then it would always be at the same point. But the fact is, zimnadihim mikadma v'zimnadihim achra, the amount of time between Alot HaShachar and the period that we have between Ayelet HaShachar and Alot HaShachar is different. So it's not an astronomical phenomenon. It's not a star. It has something to do with atmospheric interference and therefore changes all the time. So it's not really, when they're saying that, that's a ta'ut. Maikadon, what the heck is it anyway, this Ayelet HaShachar? I mean, you take it for granted, we know what it is, we knew what it is. It's kimin trei dekur min denuhur, desalkum min medincha umenahara. It looks basically like two rays of light, like horns of light, that are coming, I'm sure it's the Hebrew word for ray, Karen. So two rays of light that are coming up on the eastern horizon, that are not spread. It's not spread light. as if there's a spotlight in two locations that's coming up. And that's some type of atmospheric phenomena that is taking the rays of the sun from beneath the horizon and bringing them to your attention by bending the light. Dilma, remember that in the Yerushalmi, Dilma does not mean if. Dilma means ma'ase shahaya, which in Yerushalmi terms is always maybe.
Is always what?
Dilma, in Bavli terms, may mean maybe. In Yerushalmi, it means it's the way it is.
Okay. Yeah. What would be the equivalent in the...
Yeah, Uvda. Or Maisa. Maisa, Rebbe Chieva Rava. Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta, that were being Malech Bechada Bikat Arbel. Barnea will love this one. Here is Rebbe Chieva Rava and Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta are walking in Barnea's neighborhood. It was Barnea's neighborhood. It was his neighborhood, because Barnea loves going to the Arbel. And there they were, and it was early in the morning, the Kritzata, just at the break, Kritzata means the break, the little hint of dawn. They saw this phenomena, the green flash in reverse. So they see the Ayelat HaShachar. Says Reb Chia Rabba to Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, by Rebbe, he says, you know, Kachi Gulatan Shel Yisrael. There you go. That's the way the Gulas Yisrael is. It starts off so small you can barely notice it. Betchila Kim'a Kim'a. You have this gradual change in which you get the first hint of light. And then it takes so long, you got 72 minutes here, until you even get the horizon lit up. Nothing's happening. It's very boring, that first stage. It takes a long time to see any movement. It's only like, in retrospect, you say, hey, you know, when did that happen? It's actually light across the whole horizon. And then, kol mashi olechet, yirabav olechet. At that point, it seems to go faster and faster until finally you have a breakout of the sun.
Is this also the Bavli?
My, what?
Is that sort of
yeah, but small shinui. Kachi gulatam she Yisrael. So. My timer, ki eshev bachosher, Hashem Orli. I see that first or even when I'm still in the kosher. Kein batchila, and of course those of you who want to learn this Erev Purim should realize that first it says Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. And then it says Vayikach Haman et Alavush Vet Asus and brings it to Mordechai. And then the next step is Mordechai goes back to Shar HaMelech. So like, you know, nothing much is happening. I mean, there was this little breakthrough. Breakthrough is the Alos HaShachar. And Mordechai's sitting there waiting for something to happen. Next thing you know, Mordechai Yatzah Mikvei HaMelech B'Lavush Malchus. And soon enough, La'yudim Aita Orav Zimcha. There you go. Same idea. Things look bad. You get a little hint of light. Then everything seems to have gone nowhere. Okay, so you get a little bit Lavush and Asus. And yeah, so, and then you go back into your, as Rashi says, you're wearing now your big day Avelut, after being dressed up for this Lavush and Asus, you're back in the Avelut. And before you know it, my day might tell us, you know. Yeah. After the Gulf War point?
Right. Yisrael said, one of him went back to Saif Aver, and we had Yeshua over.
So that's
full, but it's not over.
Uh-huh. Very good. Very nice. Okay. I think that's more than enough for him. I took you a little bit over today. I apologize. Pay close attention to me, won't you?
The topic is...